Hello everybody, it's John, and I'm just thinking how funny it is what you come across when you're doing a bit of tidying up of your bookshelves. And I was doing just that the other day, and I came across a booklet, and it made me think, did I do that? Did we do that? And what on earth is it? Well, it's a copy of the Dobwright Castle Nature Trail that I'm looking at it now. And on the front there's an outline of a rabbit or a hare, and then within the outline there's a sketch of Dobwright Castle. And it just reminded me of making this booklet way back whilst I was working at Dobwright Castle. And to start this tale, I've really got to go back to 1966, believe it or not. And I was working at the castle then. I'd been there for a few years, and Bill Hall was the headmaster then, and he came up to me one day, and he had a way of getting you to do things, you know, even if you weren't very keen. And he said, "John," he said, "come and have a look in this cupboard along the bottom corridor here, across in the main building. I've come across something which I didn't realise we had." Oh, so what's this? And what it was a printing kit with movable type and various fonts, different sizes, and printer's ink, and all the paraphernalia. But what there wasn't was the machine to go with it. And he said, "Well, look, if we get one of these machines, these Adana hand printing machines, what I'd like you to do is to learn how to use this thing. And then we can print headed notepaper for the boys when they're writing home. And we can also print addresses for some of the places that we write a lot of letters to, you know, probation offices and children's departments and things like this. And we thought if you could get some of the lads interested in doing this, it'd be something. It'd teach them to spell and so on." Well, of course, anybody that knows anything about printing is you spell everything back to front, but never mind, that was a minor detail. And so I got the job, and it took a little while to get the hang of this, really, but eventually we did. And it's a messy old job with printer's ink all over the place, but eventually we got it sorted out. Now, in order to do this, of course, we had to get one or two of the boys that were at the castle at the time on site. It wasn't, you know, something that I had to do myself. It was the idea was to get these lads interested. And so it was a question of, well, how to do this? Well, the way that we did it was that in an evening at the castle, we organised all sorts of activities, and it wasn't all walking all over the place, rock climbing and playing football. Some of the lads liked more sedentary activities, and so from time to time I organised a sort of, well, you might call it a homework club, if you will, where boys could come and read and draw and paint and do all sorts of things. And what I was able to put this printing machine on a table in the classroom, and got two or three lads round, and they, you know, they looked at it, "Oh, what's all this about?" And you know, eventually we got one or two of them interested, and we started doing this printing. Now there were two or three lads in particular, came from Batley actually, strangely enough, and they actually live quite close to where my grandparents have been living. That's nothing to do with it, really. It just shows what a small world it is. And they became quite good at this, and they rattled off the printing of these headed notepapers and things like this, and they got into such a routine, and they were so quick at it that just occasionally one of the two of the boys wouldn't get their hands out of the machine quickly enough, and they finished up with Dobwright Castle printed on the backs of their hands. That was a bit of a laugh. But eventually we got the hang of this, and it led to other things. And one of the things that it led to was printing tickets for dancers and things that various organisations organised within the town, because, as you probably remember, Dobwright, when it was an approved school, had a very close connection with the community, and we liked to do things, you know, to help out. And word got out that we had this printing machine. Bill Hall had put it round the Rotary Club and various other groups of people that you know, he had contact with. And so we got one or two orders for printing tickets for, you know, sales of work or whatever, and concerts and things like this. Fairly small scale things, but one thing led to another, and so we got quite good at this. Now, another thing that happened later on, a few years later, after these two lads from Batley had left, actually, things went a little bit quiet on that front, and then another group of lads came along, and they were interested in making a nature trail booklet. They'd you know, we'd seen various things like this. We'd gone on nature trails up in the Lake District and things like this, and some of the lads said, well, why can't we do something like that around Dobroyd? It's a fairly interesting place. There's all sorts of things happened historically, geographically, nature wise and, you know, all that kind of thing. We could incorporate that into a nature trail booklet. And we thought, yeah, it's a good idea, is that? We can try. Easier said than done, but never mind. The idea was there. And first of all, of course, we thought, well, there's going to be some cost involved in this, and we've got to cover our expenses. So one of the things we had to do was to go around local firms and people, you know, that had a bit of money, wanted to do some advertising and were prepared to put an advert in our Nature Trail booklet and cover the expenses that way. So we did that. And then, of course, we had to take groups of lads round the castle, around the estate, thinking of things that we could include in this booklet. And so it went on for several months, really, gradually building up a fairly concise set of interesting points that we could put in this magazine. And then, of course, there was a question of, well, how do we print it? Now, of course, it was beyond the hand printing machine that we had at the castle. We were still doing the tickets and so on at that time. But this was something a bit beyond us. And although one of the lads recently had gone down to Waddington's printers and he showed quite an interest in printing properly, and he went down there almost on a work experience basis and came back with all sorts of good ideas. They weren't really interested in this sort of a thing. So at that time, I don't know if it's still going now, but there used to be a sort of jobbing printers group called the Ark and Throstle Press, and they printed all sorts of things like, you know, local poets and people with things of interest locally would get onto the Ark and Throstle, and they would print it off for them. And so we went down and we had a word with them, and they said, oh yeah, this is exactly the sort of thing we'd like to do, but what we'd like you to do as well, they said, is if you could send two or three boys down to help us to do this, so that they, you know, they can have an input into it, and they can, you know, tell us exactly what the school has in mind, then, you know, we'll have a go. So these two or three lads went down. Oh, I think it lasted, well, 3 or 4 weeks at least, and it kept them very interested. They got quite carried away with this business, and in the end, we produced this booklet, and it was pretty good. I'm looking at it now, and it's all right. But then, of course, the idea was that we would, you know, publicise this around local schools and youth groups and things like this. Anybody else that wanted to bring a group round and have a look at this trail and follow it round and look at all the items of interest. But primarily, I suppose, it was aimed at our junior schools and lower secondary schools and so on, things like that, and small youth groups. But before we could do that, I had to run it past the then head teacher. It wasn't Bill Hall any longer, it was somebody else by this time. Put it to him, showed him what we'd done. Well, he knew what we'd done, but he had to have a look at it and give it a bit more serious thought now that it had got off the ground. And he said, well, there's an insurance issue, you see, if we have these school children wandering around, even with supervision, you know, there could be an insurance issue if there are accidents and things like this. And so he poured quite a lot of cold water on the scheme, and unfortunately it never really took off. We had about 250 of these things printed, and you know, we did hand them round quite a lot, but it never took off. And so that's how I come to have one still on my bookcase at home. So that was that. But in the meantime, they the machine was still there, the interest was still coming in from the town about tickets for organised dances and stuff like that. And we were still doing that, but the regime of the school had changed and it was no longer possible to get groups of boys doing this, but the interest was still there. And I kept getting requests to do sets of tickets and so on from people in the town. And I would always have to run it past the head teacher and say, is it all right if I do this? And they charge X number of pounds for whatever it was, you know, just to cover the expenses. And so it got more and more to be a case of I did it on my own. And when I was on duty as sort of third in charge at the Castle School, as it was at that time, I had to do all this printing in amongst doing my supervisory work at weekends and evenings during the week, dodging telephone calls and you know, things that happened during the evening. You know, when I was on duty, I had to break off and go around and see if everything was okay. And so, you know, that's how it ended. And of course, when the Castle School closed down and we were all out of a job and you know, the place was abandoned and became what it is now, I've often wondered, I wonder what happened to that machine. Poor thing, it's languishing in a cupboard somewhere in Dobroyd. I wonder who found it and who took it on and if anybody did anything with it. And it's just, you know, one of those things. And I came across this magazine and it just made me wonder along the lines that I've just been speaking. So it's quite surprising, really, when you come across something like that, how a memory stirs and you find yourself going back down memory lane. And I'd forgotten all about this, but there we are. So, yeah, I got my fingers clean after all those years. We got through quite a bit of swofiga as well, getting rid of all this printer's ink. But we had a bit of fun and we produced this booklet. Okay, well, I hope you're all well, and now the weather's picking up a bit, and we'll see you sometime later. Take care till then. Bye.